1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 294. Sketch 436. Live from July 2016.
Here's a decision, John. Does Peter Ebdon take an easy blue, or does he opt for a trickier pink and attempt to open up the reds?
Excellent question, Paul. Art is always the option of the orange to centre pocket. How do you rate that, Paul? Not so keen. It's a brave shot, admittedly.
No, it's not that. It's just...
Yes?
Has there always been an orange ball?
Pardon me?
It's just that I don't recall ever seeing an orange ball before.
Well, there's definitely always been an orange ball. So, Peter's asking for the white to be cleaned. Probably weighing his options up. He's a deep tinker, is Peter, and...
So, hang on, are you saying there's always an orange ball?
Of course there is. Oh, and Peter's down and he is going for the orange. Yes, it's beautifully weighed, but that's a challenging next shot.
So, why isn't the orange being re-spotted?
The orange, as I'm sure all of our viewers know, is only played once per frame. So, a promising opportunity for Peter here. But he might need to get past the blue, on the way back to the reds, and, of course, avoid the orange.
But you said the orange doesn't come back.
Not the orange ball, the actual orange.
Where did that come from?
Yes, as we all know, there's always an orange on the table. And if the cue ball hits that particular fruit, the match is forfeit. Of course, nowadays, it's not really an orange, because they tend to roll around too much. Here at the Crucible, it's a Satsuma.
Really?
If they're in season. If not, a blob of marmalade seems to suffice. Anyway, Peter has a lovely little shot and...
What the hell is that?
Oh, come on, Paul. That's Mr. T.
Seriously?
As Paul seems to have forgotten, Mr. T is put under the table every 40 minutes to dash around nudging the balls.
But he's so small.
I pity the fool who doesn't screw back.
Paul, as you well know, he was put under Willie Thorne's shrinking ray during the 96 Masters.
Willie Thorne has a shrink ray?
Not since that ruling came down.
Good? Why are there two cue balls now?
That one's not a cue ball, Paul. It's the moon.
The moon?
Because of the madness, Paul.
Oh, please don't.
The madness of snooker. Snooker, loopy nuts are we, they sang. You're not questioning Chaz and Dave, are you, Paul?
No, of course not, but...
And the Ebdon sinks the pink and the cue ball scrolls right back into the centre of the reds.
Well, that's bad luck for him.
Yes. Unless, yes, he's landed on this special switch.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, is white, Paul. If he does the super secret special snooker dance correctly, he can now summon down the Almighty himself, who, using his divine powers, will put him directly through to the third round.
I think I might just go and have a little lie down.
You do that, Paul. Might want to brush up on the old rule book while you're there. Now, while we wait here to see if Peter Ebdon can summon Jehovah down from the heavens, we're going to take you over to John Virgo, commenting on the other crucial match from today's tournament. Jimmy White versus the Smell of Antiques. See you soon.
A 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Alistair Turvitt and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.